Well, today we have a guest joining us on our show as we talk a little bit about some food safety issues. Barb Fuller, Human Sciences Specialist in Nutrition and Wellness with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, with us here this morning. Barb, good morning.
Good morning. It's a great day.
It certainly is, and it's a great holiday, too, to do a lot of fun things. I think we all remember maybe, at some point in time, making cookies along with Mom or with the kids, and I'm guessing somebody might have sampled a little bit of that raw cookie dough, and we wanted to talk a little bit about some of those baking issues this morning as we enter this fun holiday season. That raw cookie dough might not actually be a very good idea, right?
That's right, and it is that time of year when people are baking things. Maybe they don't bake a lot, but trying to keep traditions alive. So the cookies, the cakes, and other great things we like to do around the holidays, it's that time. We've talked a long time about don't eat the cookie dough because of the eggs and salmonella, but today's kind of a little bit different issue.
Well, it's an issue that's been in the news lately.
It is. So flour has kind of become a problem for several reasons. So starting in 2016, were the first recalls of flour. Dozens of people got sick. They recalled lots of flour, 10 million pounds of flour recalled. And they've traced it all back to a strain of E. coli, not the same one that you get from eating undercooked ground beef or maybe other kinds of E. coli that you've heard of. The whole thing is called Shigatoxin-producing Escherichia coli O121, but it still makes you pretty darn sick.
Well, just the name sounds terrible.
Yeah. It's just really eating those raw doughs and batters or tortillas or pizza crust, but also things like flour crafts. So sometimes you're making a homemade dough for kids to play with. There are some restaurants that give kids dough to actually play with to keep them entertained. Anything that contains raw flour could actually cause a problem. And the how it gets there is maybe a little more interesting, and if you think about it, it makes sense, but it's a raw agricultural product. It comes from the field. Whatever happens, maybe some animal takes its call of nature out there in the middle of the field. Bacteria from the human waste can contaminate the grain. It's harvested and milled into flour. Nowhere along the line is it actually heat treated that could kill the bacteria. So it's the same raw wheat or other grains that would come from the field. There's no heat treatment that would kill potential bacteria. Something we'd never really thought about until the last few years.
No, never really would think much about it, quite frankly. Anything that we get prepackaged, produced, that's on the shelves at the grocery store, we assume has gone through probably all kinds of safeguards.
They do their very best, but flour and other raw grain products like that, so including maybe oatmeal or cornmeal, it's never been heat treated. And nothing in the United States is irradiated. That would take care of the problem, but that doesn't happen either. So it doesn't go through any kind of a process, baking, boiling, roasting, microwaving, anything that would cook it if it's flour. So that's why it's really important to keep your hands out of the cookie dough.
Oh,
and just eat those nice warm cookies when they come out of the oven.
They're way better that way anyway. Well, you know, usually we think of those types of issues associated with other things like the milk or the eggs, things like that we would use in the products.
That's right. And people have heard, those warnings against not eating the raw dough before because of the salmonella. Well, E. coli makes you pretty darn sick. And it's something that may take a couple of weeks to develop. A lot of people might have it and still recover. But one of the scary symptoms is it can destroy kidneys. And it destroys kidneys of actually younger people more than older people. So those young people, maybe even teenagers, may end up on dialysis or need a kidney transplant if they've had this type of E. coli infection, but definitely children younger than 5, older adults, and anyone with a weakened immune system can be susceptible to this E. coli strain. So the biggest symptoms, it's diarrhea, and often it's bloody diarrhea. So sounds a little gross, but you would think that would cause people to seek medical care before it gets too late.
Yeah, you would certainly think so. So you're looking for some pretty severe symptoms.
Yeah, so you would definitely know. But again, some people are pretty sturdy, or they don't want to go to their medical provider or whatever. But especially, again, those groups that are really susceptible, so young children, older people, and anyone with a weakened immune system need to be aware that, you know, that's your body telling you something's not going right. Not that you always, it may be E. coli, but maybe not, but it's something to really check out. So really being aware, especially with young children, maybe they're in, you know, daycare or kindergarten or school, and using, you know, some kind of a flower-based clay, or some other activities, and maybe they aren't eating that dough, but if they don't wash their hands and then they put their hands in their mouth, or they, you know, go ahead and eat lunch or their snack or something like that. So the same with handling the raw dough at home. If you're dishing up cookies that you're getting ready to bake, wash your hands before you go on to do something else, and don't lick your hands off.
Yeah, you,
actually wash them with some soap and water.
Sure. Are there other safety tips we should observe?
Of course. So any kind of baking, making sure, you know, that raw dough is cleaned up. If it, you know, it's splattered on the counter or the mixers or things like that. And I know it's always tempting to lick the beaters. And, you know, people say, I've done it forever and I haven't gotten sick. Well, maybe you haven't gotten sick yet. So making sure that you're baking things all the way through. There are some specific temperatures, but if you're just making sure that you're cooked it all the way through, so the cookies, the breads, the whatever you're making, to make sure that it's just cooked all the way through, wash your hands, wash your utensils. And also with flour, sometimes if you're putting flour on the counter and you're kneading bread dough or making pie crust or rolling out cookies, that flour kind of drifts around the kitchen. So just being a little careful where that goes.
Okay. Now, Barb, would this include things like, for example, you know, you sometimes will see those little tubes of raw cookie dough where you just cut it and put it on the pan and bake it that way. Would it include anything like that, too?
Yes. Some of them may be heat processed. Some of them may be not. You need to look on the label. But best advice is just cook it first and enjoy those warm baked goods and not be tempted with the dough. And there are things like cookie dough ice creams. If you're buying it in the store, it's been properly heat processed. If you're trying to do it at your home, maybe not.
Never thought about the ice cream part of it there, too. So really, it's just a matter of safety, just doing a lot of those common sense things that you would say do with, well, we just talked about during Thanksgiving with like preparing the turkey. You want to wash your hands, wash all the surfaces and things where any of that may have come in contact, just to down the spread of any germs.
That's right. Soap and water does wonderful things. Helps clean surfaces, washes away most bacteria and viruses, and makes things safe.
Very good. And this affects anybody.
It does. Anybody can get sick from a foodborne illness. And again, this strain of E. coli is something that's particularly nasty that you don't want to try and have to recover from.
Sure. Barb, is this something that is reported? Are there any kind of statistics like this, like there would be, say, for example, with a flu virus?
There are. So the Iowa Department of Public Health has something called Iowa Sick. So it's 844 Iowa SIC spelled out, so you can call and report something, whether it's something you ate somewhere else or why you're when you think you're sick, and they will start an investigation. They will work with your medical providers to try and, you know, trace back. And again, because it can take a couple weeks to make you sick, some people don't remember or think back far enough on what potentially could have made them sick.
Okay, so just take those proper precautions ahead of time, and we can eliminate that whole problem before it ever starts. Very good.
That's right.
All right. Well, we don't want to do away with any of those old family traditions, but, you know, you could still bake along with the kids and things. Just do it in a safe way and don't eat the raw stuff. Wait till the good stuff comes out of the oven.
Yep, there's nothing like a warm cookie.
And a cold glass of milk, you bet. Barb, thank you so much. Hope you enjoy the holiday.
Yep, you too.